This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, I've got to get to this Megyn Kelly destruction when she interviewed Putin a few weeks ago and aired last night on NBC. That's coming up in the next segment. Mike Cernovich is here with us, who had the great idea to kind of take her Bill Clinton's a rapist contest and come out with it and say, no, mainstream media is fake. The media is your enemy. CNN is ISIS. Kathy Griffin, loves terrorism, whatever. But you go to Infowars.com/contest. We've got the rules, $100,000 in prizes. We've got folks out there getting it on the news that we're seeing more and more evidence that CNN works with terrorists and CNN is ISIS. But it can be whatever you do. If it's good, if it's successful, I want to pay out until the money's gone. So it's not like I'm trying to like say, oh, that one doesn't work or this one doesn't work. I want to pay out. I want to have guests on. I want to see it happen. I want you to hit that threshold. I will honestly look at it. And when it's a $200,000, that's our budget, it's over. So, Mike Cernovich, you've got the floor, my friend. Really appreciate you and all you're doing. Your energy's amazing. Other points you'd like to impart to the viewers?
Yeah, it showed. I actually sent Nico that tweet from Reza because CNN employs a guy. Reza Aslan is the guy who said Trump is a piece of, SHIT, and he had to apologize. And he goes, oh, well, I don't use inflammatory language. And there Reza Aslan has said, just to be clear, I was indeed wishing someone would rape Congressman Todd Akin. I'd hate to be misunderstood. So that is not satire, because of course you and I, if I, bang my chest, they'll say, oh, Cernovich, he's having a meltdown. He thinks he's a gorilla, even when it's clearly being just satirical. But Reza Aslan had actually said, I want somebody to be raped. This is CNN. This is who they put on the news. This is why when I tell people, and Alex tells people, they accuse us of making things up. When I tell people, CNN wants you to be raped, they want your children to be raped, they want you to be murdered, people go, well, that's crazy. Look at that. That is the face of CNN.
They have a will. They have a will to dominate. I mean, this is a group of ravenous scum.
Yeah, who wishes death and destruction on the American family, on the American patriots. They want you enslaved because, this is their religion. What a lot of people don't realize, because they say that they're atheists and don't believe in God, their religion is to enslave people. And that is why they want to destroy Christianity, destroy the family. That is why they even want to destroy moderate Islam, right? Because you and I, we respect the Jews, the Muslims, everybody who wants to be a patriot and make America better. What the news wants, they want the radical Islamic terrorism, because they know that can destroy the family. And if you destroy the family, then they'll be able to enslave more people, and that's ultimately their end goal.
How do you think Trump's doing, Mike Cernovich, right now?
He got us out of the Paris Accord, which is great. A lot of what is happening, for example, 50,000 refugees, refugees are going to come in, and people blame Trump, but that was actually Brian Hook and Margaret Petterlein who did that. They're actually going behind Rex Tillerson's back in the State Department and allowing more terrorism and terrorists to come into the country. So a lot of things Trump are getting blamed for are actually his active sabotage by people like Brian Hook, people in the State Department, people in deep state. So on the big issues, the only thing that I wish Trump would do are two things. I wish he would tweet more, and I wish he would do a little bit of cardio, because we really need him around for a long time.
That's right. And third, he needs to do at least once a week, probably twice a week. He needs to do the fireside chat and take control of the media again. He's been the big international TV star. He needs to get up there and really sit there at a desk and talk about his plans directly to the people. That is the number one thing he's got to do right now.
Yeah, I was actually interviewed, and they go, what should Trump's communication strategy be? And I said, he should run it like a media outfit, like InfoWars, or even like I do in social media. Have B-roll footage of where he goes, narrate the B-roll footage, talk about
it. Nowadays, it's so simple. It's a piece of cake. It doesn't be overproduced. I know he wants to make it perfect. That's why he hadn't done it. No, just get in there and do it. Thank you, Mike.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
A dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Many Americans hear the name Vladimir Putin, and they think he runs a country full of corruption, a country in which journalists who are too critical could wind up murdered, a country in which dissidents could wind up in jail or worse. To people who believe that, what is your message?
I want to say that Russia is developing along a democratic path. That is certain. And no one should have any doubt about that. But why do you feel you have the right to ask us these kinds of questions and do it all of the time to moralize and to give us lessons on how to live? We're ready to listen to comments when it's done constructively, with the goal of establishing a relationship, creating a common environment. But we will absolutely not accept when these sorts of things are used as an instrument of political conflict. I want everyone to know that. That's our message.
Наш message.
Putin is reforming Russia. Putin is promoting Christianity. Putin is promoting people having children. Putin is promoting not having three-year-olds sexualized with reading hour with a tranny at the New York Library with the toddlers. Putin is fighting radical Islam. Hollywood and the Democratic Party and the globalist and the John McCain's of the world are working with it. That's the facts. That's what happened. Let's go through some of these clips. Where to start? Let's start from the beginning. Hackers could be from the U.S. shifting blame on Russia. Well, that's actually come out in the Vault 7 CIA leak that they admit is real, that they are staging hack attacks and blaming it on Russia, and that they even tried to plant stuff on computers in Trump Tower. That's why they're going with the Russian narrative. They've been trying to frame Trump. Putin implies JFK was killed. Well, there's no doubt about that. U.S. actively interferes in political campaigns in other countries all over the world. So how is it Russia isn't supposed to? Because Russia a little bit did on RT, but it was like most of the reporting was pretty liberal, and I don't like it. And RT America is weak. It's big global. RT Global is pretty big, only because CNN's discredited itself. But, I mean, I've seen the numbers. Do you think I have time to talk to ambassadors all over the world? You know, as if he's coordinating all this. You people are so creative over there. Your lives must be boring. I mean, there's so many of these clips we're going to go to right now as we analyze NBC and Megyn Kelly's interview with Vladimir Putin ahead of her next target. Moi. Here it is.
You had said for months that Russia had nothing to do with the interference of the American election. And then this week you floated the idea of patriotic hackers doing it. Why the change and why now?
I hadn't said anything. It's just that French journalists asked me about those hackers. I told them the same thing I can tell you. Hackers can be anywhere. They can be in Russia, in Asia, even in America, Latin America. They can even be hackers, by the way, in the United States, who very skillfully and professionally shifted the blame, as we say, onto Russia. Could you accept that? In the midst of a political battle, by some calculations, it was convenient for them to release this information. So they released it, calling out Russia. Can you imagine something like that? I can.
By the way, they use the fact that Putin's honest. Obviously, you've got 200 million people or whatever it is in Russia or more. And then you've got 300 some million in Europe and 300 million here, and there's all over the world. And everybody knows you can go anywhere. You can go to a library and hack somebody. Or you can go, you know, have some, you know, teenager in his mom's basement, or it could be the communist Chinese. It could be anybody. But it came out in the Vault 7 documents that our government was doing hacks in America and then blaming Russia. Vault 7 marble framework reveals that the CIA evaded forensics to attribute malware to other countries. There it is. Infowars.com has an even more detailed report showing the actual documents. But Putin's honest. He's like, we're not directing cyber attacks on you, but I'm sure there are Russians that are angry at you that were. Let's just be honest. Of course there are. Is there Russian mafia running around stealing credit card numbers? You believe they are. We know they are. Are Nigerians doing it? Are there Mexican hackers stealing credit cards? Are there American hackers doing it? Of course, that's what goes on. And they're of every political persuasion. Geographically saying, an attack came from Russia, it appears, so we're militarily going to attack Russia. That's what NATO said 3 years ago when Hillary wasn't even Secretary of State. She gave a speech saying, we need to look. If Russia involves in a cyber attack using military force on them, then the State Department adopted that. Just type it in. State Department, Pentagon, says they may respond with military force against Russian hacks. How do you prove that? Are there Russians in uniforms attacking? Are there tanks? Are there submarines? Are there ships? Are there landing parties? Do planes fly over us with Russian flags on the side bombing us? No. We're told this is what's happening. Is Russia sided with Islam? No. Is Russia sided with Christianity? Yes. Does that make me a Russian agent? No. Never been to Russia. I'm reporting on the bona fide facts of what's going on. Type it in for yourself. Click web. You'll find it. Hillary says we should respond militarily to Russia if they have a cyber attack. That's the quote. Hillary says respond militarily to Russia if they launch a cyber attack. If Russia launches a cyber attack, launch a military attack on them. That's suicide. That's insane. That's no proof. This is the woman backing the Arab Spring. Let's go to the JFK comment. Putin implies JFK was killed by the CIA. Here it is.
Then the former KGB agent floated a Cold War conspiracy theory about U.S. dirty tricks.
There is a theory that Kennedy's assassination was arranged by the United States intelligence services. So if this theory is correct, and that can't be ruled out, then what could be easier in this day and age than using all the technical means at the disposal of the intelligence services and using those means to organize some attacks and then pointing the finger at Russia?
For the record, U.S. intelligence has concluded Mr. Putin himself ordered the disruption of the election.
Now, since we found it, let's go ahead and put the article up where Hillary said, if there's a cyber attack from Russia, hit them militarily. There it is. Washington Times. Hillary Clinton, U.S. will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack. She goes on to say, we'll use military. Except you can't prove it. And that's now official government policy under Obama. And Trump's trying to change it, but they're saying he must be a Russian stooge. Because he doesn't want to mass troops on their border and fund George Soros overthrowing countries so we can teach Ukrainian kids their sexuality when they're 3 years old. Why would government be involved in a NAMBLA program? Now, this is a key one because the United States hijacked by globalists. I always hear the U.S. does this, the U.S. does that. No, the people that have hijacked us are famous for overthrowing governments, manipulating elections. The United States has half the military force on the planet. The United States, who I love, is the biggest manipulator of elections the planet's seen. But it's one thing if you're trying to stop communists. We don't even do that anymore in Cuba and in Venezuela. Instead, we try to overthrow Hungary or Romania or Poland because they're anti-EU, they're anti-radical Islam, they're anti-socialism. So we've become like the new Soviet Union. The Euro is the new Soviet Union. And they're trying to make us like that, and I don't like that. If Putin acted like this, I'd say, you know, assassinate him. I don't have any skin in the game for Vladimir Putin, but he's not doing that. He's doing exactly what I do in almost every case. It's quite frankly uncanny. But again, Hillary said, it's like the Russians get it from somebody in the U.S. And she goes, InfoWars lost us the election. And quite frankly, it's true. Because I'm an American. I'm promoting the Renaissance. I'm promoting freedom. I'm promoting everything that they hope we forgot. I didn't invent any of this. I'm just bringing it back. I'm an American. I'm not a Russian. I'm an American that wants freedom. I'm an American that wants open, free societies. And I want Russia to be prosperous and free and China and Mexico and everybody else because that's how I am. I'm not a scumbag. It's not rocket science. And the scum that hates God and hates Christ and hates families, the Hollywood scum, hates Russia. I've talked to high-level producers. They go, Hollywood hates Russia because they're Christian. Hollywood is satanic. Let's go ahead and go to this clip. Here it is. U.S. actually interferes in political campaigns.
I will tell you something that you probably already know. I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, but the United States, everywhere, all over the world, actively interferes with the electoral campaigns of other countries. Put your finger anywhere on the map of the world, and everywhere you will hear complaints that American officials are interfering in internal electoral processes.
But with respect, that sounds like a justification.
It doesn't sound like a justification. It sounds like a statement of fact. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. But I repeat, we don't even have to do that. Presidents come and go, and even the parties in power change. But the main political direction does not change. That's why, in the grand scheme of things, we don't care who's the head of the United States. We know more or less what is going to happen. And so in this regard, even if we wanted to, it wouldn't make sense for us to interfere.
That's right. And Russia now understands soft power like America was until the 60s. Be open, be free, be strong. Everyone will want to be with you. Don't go around trying to make everybody do what you want like Russia was doing before that in the Soviet Union. And then the whole world wants to go to Russia for help and wants to think they're the big moral authority despite all their problems because we're so bad. Not that they're so good. And it's okay if they're good. I don't want to put Russia down, but we're so bad. We're so decadent. We're so spoiled. Guess we just skipped that break. I didn't know we were going to do that.
Long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect Dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all Dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchase of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
There's more of Megan and Putin.
Into this house we're born.
A special counsel has been appointed to investigate contacts between your government and the Trump campaign. You've said that your ambassador, Kislyak, was just doing his job, right? So What exactly was discussed in those meetings?
There were no meetings. You understand? There were no meetings. When I saw this, my jaw dropped.
No meetings between Ambassador Kislyak and anybody from the Trump campaign?
I have no idea. I'm being completely honest with you. I don't know. The routine job of an ambassador. Do you think that from all over the world or from the United States, the ambassador reports to me every day who he meets with or what they discuss there? That's complete nonsense. Do you even understand what you're asking or not?
Well, you're his boss.
Listen, his boss is a minister of foreign affairs. Do you think that I have time to talk to our ambassadors every day, all over the world? Complete nonsense.
Now let's expand on that. She knows the public's dumbed down, at least her audience. And they keep running the story every week like it's new. Sessions, when he was a senator, met with the Russian ambassador. So did Nancy Pelosi, like 10 times more than he did. It was like 80-something times. He'd met with him 3 times the year before the campaign. With her, it was like 80-something times. I don't even know how she could be meeting with him so much. And then photos and videos were released. I mean, what do you think the Russian ambassadors? There are Chinese and Russian and British and German and French and Brazilian and Mexican ambassadors and diplomats coming out of your ears on Capitol Hill. They're everywhere. There are black limos everywhere. That's what countries do. But they make it dirty. That's why Trump hasn't even met with Putin yet. Even though he was, because, oh my gosh, he had the Russian ambassador 3 weeks ago. Remember? Oh, it's treason. He gave him the secrets in the Oval Office. That's how they play these games. I know Megyn Kelly probably asked me if I'm a Russian. I mean, it's ridiculous, lady. You people are so creative over there. Let's go to this clip where he talks about your lives must be boring. Here it is.
Have you gone back to speak with the ambassador about what was in those discussions he had with Jared Kushner, with anybody else from the Trump campaign?
No.
Never?
No, I haven't.
Aren't you interested?
No, because had there been anything significant, he would have reported it to the minister. The minister would have reported it to me. There weren't even any reports. There's nothing to even talk about. There wasn't even any kind of specific discussion about sanctions or anything else. For me, this is just amazing. You created a sensation out of nothing. And out of the sensation, you turned it into a weapon of war against the current president. Well, this is, you know, you people are so creative over there. Good job. Your lives must be boring.
Total lies. That's what they say. He gave away where the submarines are. 3 weeks before the Pentagon announces 2 subs being deployed, they land in Seoul as a show of force. Oh my gosh, the same day he talked to the Filipino president and said, I sent 2 subs. It was on the news. Trump doesn't give anything classified out. He won't say anything about military operations unless it's authorized, unless the Pentagon tells him to do it. He has totally put them in charge after he gives them orders, which is what a president hasn't done in 60 years. And that's why the bureaucracy's pissed. They want to run the military through the president. Let's go to this other clip where he talks about General Flynn. Here it is.
Did you know General Michael Flynn? He came over here for a dinner, a photo of which has been widely circulated.
Maybe you're a Russian agent.
Media. What was the nature of your relationship with him?
You and I personally have a much closer relationship than I had with Mr. Flynn. You and I met yesterday evening. You and I have been working together all day today, and now we're meeting again. When I came to the event for our company, Russia Today, and sat down at the table, next to me there was a gentleman sitting on one side. I made my speech. Then we talked about some other stuff, and I got up and left. And then afterwards, I was told, you know, there was an American gentleman. He was involved in some things. He used to be in the intelligence services. That's it. I didn't even really talk to him. That's the extent of my acquaintance with Mr. Flynn.
And again, that's at a major press event, and that's what generals do. You get out of the military, you go and consult all over. He did it for Turkey. He did it for Canada. He did it for the UK. Did it for the U.S. He was consulting for all about. That's what generals do. He's retired for 4 years. He got paid $34,000 to go speak at an RT event. And of course it's all political influence. Of course it's that's what diplomacy is. The difference is Russia isn't communist. Russia isn't promoting destroying America. Russia is out from the same globalists that we want to get out from under. Does it mean they've got some cakewalk? Does it mean they don't have major problems? Absolutely. But Russia is not our enemy. The globalists want to make it our enemy. And Trump's a pragmatist. He understands they've got major resources. We ought to do business with the Russians. We'll be back with a big guest. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Imrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic, high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have got some incredible stories on InfoWars.com. CNN admits they were staging fake news the day after the latest terror attacks that are just becoming a regular occurrence. The mayor says we should just accept Islam's a religion of peace. Literally said that again. We've caught them staging fake Muslim demonstrations against the terror attack because they can't get the regular Muslims to come out and decry it. We've got plenty of footage of them out there promoting it. This is just craziness. So that video is up on InfoWars.com. That is a huge, huge story. DrudgeReport.com is linked to our story. Press coverage of Bilderberg, highest ever. And we just have links here, hundreds of mainstream news publications reporting on private corporate world government that until just a decade ago was totally secret out in the open. So globalism, world tax, carbon taxes, it's all out in the open and it's all dead on arrival. How would they ever have a private corporate world government that would take over and manage our lives and run our lives and tell us where we live and what we do. And I used to talk to executives and media folks. They'd say, Alex, they'd never get away with that. That's outrageous. And I said, they're doing it by stealth and total media cover-up. They said, Alex, that would never fly. It's not real. Oh, well, then my job, I learned about 20 years ago, was just expose that it was real and it'd be game over. And so we're now in that process. Instead, they're just trying to normalize world government now and go, of course we have private world government that's above the law and taxes you and tells you you're going to live in a tiny apartment and triple charges you and takes your car away and you can't have mothers and fathers anymore. And of course, I mean, I remember just at the inauguration 5 months ago, 6 months ago, January 20th, I was there and it was a George Soros group funding it, $80-something million for that one march, $200-something million for the next marches around the country. And they were handing out plastic hijabs, American flag hijabs. So I search engined while I was out on the street shooting videos the day after the inauguration. And sure enough, he was funding it. And sure enough, it was Muslims running it, handing out hijabs. People didn't believe me. 3 months later, USA Today said, liberals now wearing hijabs in sign of anti-Trumpism and for feminism. Google it. USA Today, hijab, the new sign of feminism. That's like saying putting Jews in gas chambers is the new sign of, you know, Judaism or something. I mean, or worshiping Hitler is pro-Israel. I mean, this is the upside-down crazy town. Hijab becomes symbol of resistance, feminism, and age of Trump. See, I mean, I was stunned on the airplane ride back. And then I learned it was happening everywhere. We've got a problem. The feminists are, coming out doing all this and people are getting upset and the Muslims are pushing their agenda of enslaving women. What do we do? The right wing has a point. Well, just say Islam is the new feminism. And now that's what they're doing. And then I see articles and stories and videos where, oh, there are no white people allowed, you know, in Missouri or Kansas or Oregon or Washington or Texas at a campus. And then I saw this a week and a half ago. People didn't believe it when we first reported it. Evergreen State faculty turn on professor, say he's endangered students when they told him he's a big liberal, big SJW, uses all the cult language they use. It's crazy. But they said no whites allowed, you know, on a certain day in the campus. He said, well, that's discriminatory. Plus, they have the dorms and it's like not letting black folks go to a, you know, lunch counter. They said, oh, my God, you've got to go. It's like Yale. They said ban costume parties. And the liberal professor goes, listen, you're allowed. It's free speech. They went literally screaming and he was fired from being the assistant dean. So now the college is just shut down because this is the social division the globalists want to test on the campuses, and it's so weaponized, it's spreading. We're going to talk. By the way, I read this book a while back. I want to carry this, but I'm glad we finally got it. But I want to carry this at InfoWarsStore.com. No Campus for White Men, Scott Greer. This came out a few months ago, 6 months ago or so, but he is so on target. He's going to give us the breakdown of this in just a moment. You can follow him on Twitter at Scott Greer, Scott N. Greer. But before we do that, briefly, to fund our operation, we had a Memorial Day special that was one of the most successful we've ever had because two items were the lowest sale level, lowest price ever. It was 65% off on colloidal silver. I mean, for $19.95, we private label the same stuff that's at Whole Foods for $24.95. At $19.95, this great disinfectant, you know, antibiotic, you know, alternative system, 4.9 stars, 1,600 plus reviews by Power Reviews. At $19.95, it's a great deal. When we offer it at $9.95 and sign up for auto ship, it's then 75% off because it's like, you know, $7 or something. You do that, it's the best deal ever. And you can stock up on it, you name it. Supernova Vitality, just known herbs that help make you more vital, more libido, more stamina. 30% off, even though it's been sold out for months. Survival Shield, X2, the great good halogen, 40% off. Brain Force, the nootropic, 20% more now in each bottle, 47% off. Again, do auto ship, additional 10. Knockout, the incredible sleep aid, 50% off. All InfoWars Trump shirts at cost, even though after he signed the climate or killed the climate deal and pulled out of globalism and stood up the last few weeks, you know, he's rock star popular again with our audience. I saw him get totally popular, go down some, back up. Even though these shirts are selling like hotcakes, they're all limited edition, they're at cost because I want to spread the word, stand up to bullies, and have you be able to meet like-minded people in your area. you'll get your dinner bought for you and high fives in most areas. But if it is Berkeley or downtown Austin, you will probably get slapped in the back of the head. It's happened to me, so watch out. We got Paul Watson's shirt, Conservatism is the New Counterculture, and so much more that triggers libtards. And then finally, we introduced this about a month ago, and unfortunately it's been so popular, a lot of the items are going to sell out in the next few weeks. We've got six new items, non-nano, organic SPF 30% zinc oxide sunscreen. Not the nano, it's the natural good kind. We have the DEET-free herbal bug spray. It's a cream that works so well. We have the concentrated peppermint mouthwash 10-1. We have the pure unscented body wash. We have the pure tea tree shampoo. We have the long-lasting natural deodorant and more. This is one of the top brands in the country, one of the top three you see sold at Whole Foods. We got them to private label, 20% off retail, and then auto ship, 25% off additional on the Emmerich Essentials. That's my middle name. It's what the marketing crew picked up on. Kind of egomaniac, but that's what they did. They said, well, like Tom's a Maine or this or that. People like a name. So it's Emmerich Essentials. I think it's a good name. There you go. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. And when you fund us, you know it's changing the world. We got a $200,000 contest going that already, I think we got some winners in D.C., you name it. CNN is terror. CNN's fake news. CNN hates America. It's big. We just had this guy, $2,500. That's the highest level you can win. The $200,000 I'm going to be paying out as fast or as slow as it happens. Looks like it's about to happen quick. And he just exposed CNN doing a fake newscast. So $200,000 cash prizes, InfoWars launches, Operation Expose the MSM Terrorist. Do it however you want. If I deem, I'm the judge, that you did it, $1,000. If you really do great, $2,500. And I want to pay out. Now, if you just kind of get on the Internet for 5 seconds with a sign on our own feed with it, I want to give you $1,000. I can't do it. There's a lot of that. Hey, A for effort. But some of you got on the news, so we're going to go through that train wreck. So I'll do a lot of these contests. It's actually, getting with you and getting to you. But it's fun. We want to have you on as guest. That's how we do it. Just like we did with the fellow that was our first winner, $2,500 in the last hour. Oh, and we're funding the operation, I should add, with limited edition. It's like eight different designs, CNN terrorist white, black, and gray T-shirts with Kathy Griffin's ugly face. This will bring everybody together. So, again, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And please support our local affiliates as well and their local sponsors and spread the word. This is an information war, and it's critical. Now, I just mentioned earlier, I'm not going to recap, that campuses all over are saying no white people allowed. And this is the white professors running this, but then some say this is wrong, this is racist, and they're driven out. So first it's Halloween parties, and then it's the Constitution, pocket constitutions. The day of absence usually consists of students of color leaving the campus for the day to bring awareness to their presence and issues. Now it's you've got to leave, which is pure forced segregation and discrimination. So why is the left pushing this? How pervasive is it? Why is it so wide scale? We know it's not just mental illness. It's concerted, directed social control. So joining us, the author of No Campus for White Men, also writes for the Daily Caller, Scott Greer joins us. Scott, thanks for coming on today.
Thanks for having me on, Alex.
You bet. I've been ranting for 5-10 minutes when we came back from break. Where do you want to start? I mean, how pervasive this is, what's behind it? Your book chronicles it.
That's exactly right. We'll just start with the Evergreen thing. When I first heard about this story that they had harassed and intimidated and even forced a professor off campus for merely opposing a day to force all white people off campus, I was wondering, did these activists hear of my book title and then take it up as a challenge to make a reality? Because this is like them proving my book's thesis exactly right, that they have this secret, deep, interracial animosity building up towards white people just for a lot of things that they hear from their professors and administrators, that white people have done all these bad things in the world, and that everything that goes wrong with your life, it has something to do with this evil white supremacy that controls America. So when Evergreen first proposes day of absence, usually, as you previously mentioned, it's usually directed that minority students leave campus to show how bad racism is. That's fine. They volunteer to do that, and they're not forcing anyone to follow along with it. Well, this year, their new idea was to say, why do we have to leave campus? Let's force all those evil whites to leave campus instead so we can protest racism. This professor merely said, like, that's forcing oppression. That's dangerous. You're not helping your cause at all. And then they, of course, forced him off due to threats of violence, which the local campus police said hey, we're not going to do anything about these protesters, but we are going to tell you, you got to stay off campus because things aren't safe. And when you look at the videos of this, it's a good point. They held all the faculty and administrators hostage in one building, essentially hostage, because they weren't letting them leave. And that the school president, said that, like, hey, I need to use the bathroom. And they're like, no, sorry, you've got to hold it. You've got to meet our demands first before we can let you leave. So this is an extreme example of what we've seen at various other campuses of building up demands that are only made for certain students. And it's very racial exclusionary.
And let's be clear, the Soviets, if somebody did bad something in the neighborhood, they would then punish the whole neighborhood. The Nazis, if somebody shot a Nazi, say in Poland, they'd kill the whole street. The essence of authoritarianism is to say white people did some oppressing things in the past, so you, because you look like those people, you're now guilty, is total mental illness. Plus, in the great aggregate, it was Western Europe that ended slavery globally. So this is true ignorance as well.
Yeah, exactly. They don't really care about history. This isn't about history or facts, and they don't ever use reason or data or evidence to support their arguments. They just say, this is white supremacy, or this is making me feel unsafe. And I outlined this all in No Campus for White Men, and they deployed these tactics again at Evergreen State. The reason why they were intimidating and harassing professors and forced Mr. Weinstein to leave campus is because they said his views threaten our very existence, that violence is going to happen to us, even though they have no evidence to back this up, and there's no examples of this happening at any other campus. They said merely allowing this person to speak and have these views is dangerous to us. And even when you make the point that authoritarian regimes make an example of somebody, you know, they would shoot the neighbor, or if your neighbor or somebody does something bad, they're going to punish the whole neighborhood in order to make the neighborhood get the point. This even happens with Evergreen State. Nearly a quarter of the faculty have signed a petition demanding that Professor Weinstein be punished for going on Tucker Carlson Tonight and sharing his story. According to them, that launched a white supremacist backlash.
Exactly. So they try to kick him off. They threaten him. And then because he didn't give in to the bullying, he now needs to be punished and destroyed. And let's expand on this. We had, Wazoo, or was it Missouri State?
Missouri, yeah.
Oh, that's right, Mizzou. I'm teleprompter free. I'm going from memory. Where they kicked all the white students off of the commons area, but they had white professors that were enforcing it. And then meanwhile, I saw numbers that it killed enrollment almost 30% the next year. This is going to destroy the colleges.
Yeah, Mizzou is getting hurt very bad right now. They've had to close at least 3 or 4 dorms because of how bad enrollment is. And it's not even just enrollment. Alumni donations are also plummeting. So a lot of the money that they could count on to offset the bad enrollment numbers isn't coming in either. And that's all due to them catering to these campus leftists. And at the Mizzou case, they just made up that there's systemic racism going on. And they said that they're like, well, we found this one graffiti in a restroom that we assumed is racist. Thus, there's racism everywhere, and there's white supremacy everywhere. And even at some point, when there was mounting criticism of the actions of the protesters, they made up that Klansmen were roaming the campus and attacking students when there was no evidence for that at all. So they will resort to lies and deceit to support their cause when they're starting to lose. And we're starting to even see that in the Evergreen State, where they're saying that there's some white supremacist backlash now, and all their lives are threatened when there's no evidence for that at all. All these students are safe and sound. The only people who are threatened are the professors who will dare oppose them.
Your book breaks it down, and now it's getting worse. Where do you expect this to go?
Oh, it's getting much worse. I think the only thing unless lawmakers start cutting funding for these schools, things are getting much worse, because really these things have gotten heightened ever since Donald Trump was elected president. Before, we hadn't really seen violence. We had seen, as you pointed out, showed with the Mizzou clip, you know, we saw that they would form a protective barrier and say, you can't come here. They would disrupt speeches. They would use, you know, shouts and all that. They wouldn't use physical violence. But ever since Donald Trump was elected, we keep seeing violence being used.
Sure, and we see the media promoting kill Trump. We see MSNBC analysts saying blow up his properties, ISIS. Please help us get rid of him. I mean, this is true insanity. No campus for white men. Scott Greer is our guest. We're going to break in a moment, but here's a clip of a week and a half ago with the No White Day, and then I guess some whites still dared show up. So here's some of that footage. Screaming at a lady that's like grading papers coming out of her office. This is pure racism. Total. I mean, don't you think the KKK thinks they're good too? I mean, it's the same mindless ignorance. Look at these people. I mean, what the hell? I guarantee you most of those folks are living on scholarships, you name it. Their protection from all the imaginary white supremacists.
Suggest that you take under heavily consideration those that oppose the training
industry. That's how white
this down. We're going to go to break and come back with our guests. Folks, what's happening is I remember being about 11 years old, starting to be going to puberty, had an attitude problem. And we were walking around in a grocery store and then went to a hardware store. And everybody was so nice to my dad. They were all being so friendly to him. And I said, Dad, why is everybody so nice to you? And he said, because I'm cheerful and I'm happy and I smile at them. And I remember having that lesson. Oh, if I don't act like a jerk, people like me. So imagine just running around. You think there's KKK under the table. You're starting fights with everybody. It's going to make you unemployable wards of the state. And that's the social engineering plan. I want to see you, no matter what color you are, successful.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so you're satisfied. Satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
We'll be right back.
who wrote No Campus for White Men. And you see this type of stuff all over the country, and it's so crazy, you can't believe it. Because, I mean, I was brought up, Martin Luther King was a good guy, he had a great idea, that's how I was raised. This is 180 degrees difference from Martin Luther King. And just the space of 8 years under Obama, this all happened, and then it's all directed by the big foundations. It's directed by the media. So I guess they want to put us back in groups, is what this is basically coming down to. Scott Greer, why do you think this is happening? I mean, we know it's an engineered program. Why would Soros fund Black Lives Matter? Why would they try to sow all this division? What's going on here?
Well, I think for the reason why it's happening among the students is that this is a power play. This is a way to play these identity politics, to say that there's all this racism, white supremacy, that all the people who control this are these evil white racists. It makes for an effective tool to gain more power and gain more advantages on a college campus. A lot of these students get into college in large part due to them citing on their application saying that I'm a preferred minority that you want due to affirmative action policies. Once they get into college, in part due to that, it says, why don't I carry this along for the next 4 years and gain more power and advantages? And we're seeing this with the demands that they're making. You know, at the University of Wisconsin just a few months ago, they were demanding free tuition for all minority students because of racism that's still apparent at the very left-wing University of Wisconsin-Madison. At several schools, they're demanding cheaper dorms that are better than any other dorms that are exclusive only to African-Americans or Hispanics. And they demand and they're able to get these demands by just saying, we're victims, we're oppressed, we're hearing all these microaggressions.
And so bottom line, the colleges are being held hostage by their own ideology they were trying to create to go out and hold the country hostage. Their own vile globalist propaganda of racial manipulation is backfiring.
Yeah, it's backfiring because most normal Americans are seeing these crazy kids yelling over fantasy racism that's not there. I mean, these are very left-wing campuses. Evergreen.
How many places in the country, there's thousands of cases of Jewish groups, black groups, Hispanic groups, but also white groups themselves, saying somebody burned a cross or carved something on their dorm, or they saw a swastika in the clouds. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, I have a whole chapter in No Campus for White Men dedicated to the hoaxes that they use to demand action at these colleges. There's several examples. I mean, last year when Hillary Clinton was still running for president, even though we might think that she's still running for president by her current actions, she highlighted a fake hate crime that had been committed at a New York university where three women claimed that they were assaulted by racist passengers on a bus. It actually turned out that they had assaulted passengers on the bus, and that was the cause of the fight. But that's caused a huge protest movement to start at their campus. I previously mentioned the University of Missouri, where students were protesting there over sketchy allegations of racism. Yale University.
Let me shut up and do five more minutes with you next hour if you can. It's not just universities, too. What is the point of people attacking Jewish cemeteries and then saying it's anti-Semitic to get Trump to talk about it in his first congressional speech, and then they attacked Trump as he privately said it's fake, and it turned out it was fake? Why are people staging this?
Because it's a good political tool. If you claim that there's all these hate crimes happening because of Trump or the crazy right wingers or something, you're able to get more. You're able to dismiss Trump. You're able to undermine him. You're able to undermine his supporters, and you're saying, "Oh, all this Trump is causing all these hate crimes." So people will, and they'll get that individual person will claim them because they'll get instant sympathy. They'll be turned into a hero. There's that case of.
So people are being taught: you don't go get a job, you don't work hard, you don't excel that way. You just become a big victim, and so they're learning how to just be big drama queen victims as the society prepares to collapse. We're going to come back with a bunch of other guests in the next hour, but I want to come back with our guest briefly and talk about how do we fix this from his research, Scott Greer.
Thank you for
listening.
Stay
with us the third hour straight ahead.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.